Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
All right, it's Wet Wet Wednesday. You know, it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. I knew I usually start out with a deep panty dropper, but tonight we're going to do it a little different. We're going to speed it up a little bit. This right here is D. Mitch. He's an independent artist, so, you know, we're trying to bust it wide open for him the first time over here. So check it out. This is D. Mitch. It's called Team Us, Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Something for the little youngins a little bit. Sexy music with a roar. 563-999-3411. Hit us up. Join our sexy conversation. You get it?
We should tear the city up. Ride around with that top down to the envious. Guys don't want to share with, don't mean much. The world just need you. Let's team us. Team us. We should tear the city up. Ride around with that top down, they envy us. God, you don't know what to share with, don't mean much. The world just me and you, that team us, team us, team us.
It's something you should know. These feelings that I have, I can't control. And I've been holding back more than you know. But I'm trying to get to know is how you really feel. Seems like you comfortable with me and you won't chill. And I ain't saying I'm perfect, but I am the real deal. And I ain't saying I won't hurt you. If I do, I help you heal.
That's right.
All that pain from your ex, I'm here to help you forget. Yeah. Now go throw in that dress and let's go back.
Ride around that top dance, they envy us, they envy us. God don't know what to share with, don't mean much. The world just me and you, let's team us, team us, team us. We should tear the city up, ride around that top down, they envy us, they envy us. God don't know what to share with, don't mean much. The world just me and you, let's team us, team us, team us.
She got me like, ay, 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 ay. She got me like, ay, 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 ay. She told me she was down for me. She gon' ride. I handed her the keys and told her pretty up to drop. She got me like, ay, 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 ay. She got me like, ay, 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 ay. I told her, let me lead the way and we gon' be high. Ain't no rush to the speed limit, we can take our time. Got me like, ay, 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 ay.
Wet Wet Wednesday. D. Mitch, the underground artist show. You know what I mean? Underground artist radio with the roar. D. Mitch is called Team Us. The Team Us tonight for Wet Wet Wednesday is me, Miss Unbelievable, Jazzy B. So, all right, we're going to run the ones and twos for y'all on Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, definitely sexy. Sexual conversation on the podcast. So how y'all feeling tonight, ladies? Hello.
I feel great, as always.
Okay.
Hey.
That's always good. You just alright? You're not litty lit tonight? You just
alright? I could tell she's all right, because, you know, usually she be all wet and moist and hype on Wet Wet Wednesday, but,
yeah.
You know, she's... I felt that energy all the way in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be in Hawaii right now. So, yeah, y'all bear with me today.
I know you feel the way.
Right. See, she's trying to be half butt naked on the beach somewhere. Get it?
Right.
Letting the breeze flow.
Jesus, say that. Say that. Say that. I'm about to post my look. I even had a swimsuit look, y'all.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'm trying to figure out how we can make this all work with the coronavirus. You dig? Maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll get you a heat flower lamp, put some dust on your floor, let you roll around, act like you at the beach. Take some pictures, Photoshop your ass. I don't know.
Hey, I feel a way too. I wasn't trying to be stuck in Georgia on my birthday either, but it looked like I'm gonna be in this motherfucker.
I'm gonna be stuck here on my birthday too. I was supposed to be in Vegas for my birthday. This is just not fair at all. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to tell you.
See, I don't know. It's just something I don't need. Either God's protecting us, Aries, or we did something wrong. I'm just saying. Hello. It's not good. I took a whole week off for my birthday for nothing. You understand me? For nothing. Shit. Fucked up. I just laid around. Just nothing. You dig? Shit.
Y'all ass ain't gonna be turning up this year.
My ass didn't turn up last year or the year before last. I had a blizzard 1 year. Snow closed in last year. Man, this is some bullshit. This is some bullshit.
I feel you.
Well, see, yeah. Well, then we blame it on you. That's what we blame. We blame it on you.
And if you still want to be able to use your fingers to DJ, you better shut up.
She's the violent Aries tonight.
Hey, my bag. You can't be mad at me because you can't be half butt naked on the beach with a golden booty. Get it? I know how that tan feels. I know how that golden feel when I was in Cancun right before all this started. I was all golden and pretty. You dig? Dark skin. I'm just saying it's a beautiful thing. But don't be mad at us because you all have that dark, glossy.
Y'all about to hear him gasp for air in about 3 seconds.
Well, all right. Let's get into some music before I ended up getting killed, because I got some more music for y'all. I got some new John Legend, matter of fact. I got some of him for y'all. I got some more other music for y'all, too. I like that even though it's not new, I'm still digging that Belle Biv DeVoe. We might jump into some more of that before we ride up into the thing. But let's go ahead and get into our topics for tonight. We got a couple topics. Tell us one of our topics there, Jazzy, and then we'll go ahead and set the rest of it up.
Oh, okay. She said gagging a while ago. Speaking of, do you give oral, yes or no? And if you do, do you spit or swallow, ladies? That is for the ladies. And men, chin up or chin down, sir? I need to know the answers.
Right. And some of the dudes probably have to go on, what the hell does that even mean? Well, you're going to find out tonight. You're going to learn your ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. Tonight, we're talking about techniques. That's right. Sex talk tonight. We're talking about techniques and how did we even get there? You understand me? So, look, we were there. We were talking, what was it, last night, Takeover Tuesday? And we got into a little beefy discussion in entertainment news about, you know, somebody spitting on somebody. And Ms. Unbelievable brought up a point, a damn good point. She said, black folks don't spit on nobody unless it's about flight time or, and that's how we came to the term spit or swallow. You dig? So that's where we're going with it. Spit or swallow, do you or do you not? Even if you do, you know, or even if you even do oral, that's a whole nother question because everybody don't do it now. Everybody don't do it today. Everybody don't do it.
Mm-mm.
Everybody thinks that they do. Everybody don't do it. I met people be like, nah, I don't do that. Wait, what? They still make you? Ain't you like a old ass car model that they just let retire? No, they still making them. Yeah, they still making them. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. So we're going to get into it. If you want to join our conversation, you can either hit us up on social media, leave your comments, or call in and let your own voice be heard. You can call in with a fictitious name. Yeah. Your name could be Mary Magic Box or something. It don't matter. We can't see you. 563-999-3411. You got to press 1 to go live, though. So, all right, we're going to get into some music, ladies, and then we bring it back. We'll get into our little talk because, you know, we got to let it marinate for playing their mind a little bit. Let it razzle around for them. So, all right, you ladies about ready over there?
We ready.
They ready.
Okay. So, all right. Here's some sexy music. This right here is definitely a panty dropper. This is called Finally by Belle Biv DeVoe. We know him as BBD around here. So, all right. Check it out. Wet, wet Wednesday. It's time to go fly.
Yo, Taz. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll be seeing you backstage and all that.
We live.
Panty dropper.
Hit us up.
Please make sure you share our link. Oops, my bad, mommy.
Yeah, you finally got this right.
That's okay. We live, y'all. Share our link. Hit us up. Join us. Wet, wet Wednesday.
Window with the curtains open. So, all right, we bringing it back. And let's see. So, what are we talking about tonight? Spit or swallow. Chin up, chin down. Another one I wanted to talk about too, there, ladies, was and we can talk about it more at the end. I just want to touch on a little bit, waste a little time. It's sexual maturity. Like, when did you reach your sexual maturity? I know some people's like, well, like, what does that mean, sexual maturity? I'm talking about when you realize what really sexually arouses you. You know what you like, what you don't like. Some women, like, late in my 30s, I have met women that had, that was like, oh my God, it's the first time I ever came. Like, how can that be the first time you ever came? You dig? Sound a lot of times it'd be, well, oh, I wasn't, like, secure in my body or something this or something that, or, you know what I mean? I've even met women that they already know what they need to nut. They'd be like, okay, you done? All right, lay your ass back, and I'm going to climb on top. I'm going to make it do what it do. I know what I need to get myself off. You know what I mean? That's what I mean by, like, sexual maturity. That's even beyond knowing patience and all this other stuff. We can talk about that later, too, but that's one thing I want to put. Do you understand what I mean there, Miss Unbelievable?
I do. Man, I do. And it's interesting because some people still don't know. Some people do. So I can't wait to have that conversation because it's going to be interesting to see from all of our viewpoints, because we all range in different ages. So I can't wait to see. And we all have a backstory of it as well. So I can't wait to hear the backstory and when, and, you know, some of the answers, you know, maybe shocking. Like, what? Seriously? And then some of us still may not have. So it's going to be fun. Fun conversation.
Right.
Educate,
you know,
somebody
part of
tonight.
It going in, and part of it going into it would be part of, I would have to say, would be, you know, oral sex. You know, because everybody
Absolutely.
Doesn't do it. It's not for everybody. Some people enjoy it. Some people don't. Some motherfuckers should do it more, and some of y'all should just stop. Just don't do it. No, like, I don't know if you just don't get the whole concept of it. Fellas, you know I'm talking about when she used her fucking molars on the tip. No, you're not doing it right, mommy. No. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. It's like he fucking giving you a hysterectomy. Like, you're not supposed to use your bottom teeth. No. So, you know, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Sexual maturity, you know, what to do, how to do it. You know, things like that. So, like I said, part of one of it is, you know, the whole oral game. You know, the top question tonight is for the ladies. Do you spit or swallow? So that's what we want to know. Well, I guess, first of all, I guess every woman can they?
What?
She's like, huh? Talking about, like, from what I hear, some women have gag order. I say gag order like it's a court protection and shit. They got a gag order. like it's a restraining order. Well, you know, they can't, like, they can't, what some women can, what they say, deep throat. They can't do that. Maybe they got a gag thing where, you know, just the whole fact of trying to swallow, period, they can't have it in their mouth. Put it anywhere but in my mouth. Da-da-da. So I imagine every woman can, you know what I mean, swallow if she wanted.
I think it, it all, I don't want to say
right.
all, because I don't know all. I know the majority of women can swallow or spit. I know some swallow because they like it, and I think they said it's a turn on for the man. And I know some say they spit because it tastes nasty. I don't think it really has to do with deep throat because you're swallowing it anyway. It's in your mouth. So technically, I think it's just a preference if you like the taste or not.
Right. Because I met women, I heard them say shit like, oh, I want to taste your babies and all kinds of shit. I'm like, damn, that girl going in. He's going to be a lucky motherfucker. But you get what I'm saying. So, yeah, there's like levels to it. Like, and that's part of, you know, sex maturity, too. Like, sure, everybody expects a man to say, you know, hey, I want to have sex, or, you know, it's about that time. Hey, you know what I mean? Let's mm-hmm. wrestle in the front room. But, you know, some women, I don't think some women reach maturity enough to say to a man, I got needs and I want my needs serviced and you better do it right. Or it don't have to be you better do it right. You know what I mean? But you get what mm-hmm. I'm saying, to say I got needs and I want to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I think Jasmine is here. Try to see if she's on.
Oh, her thing is that just her, your go light went off.
They've been here the whole time. Just whistling.
Okay.
I forgot what the hell I was about to say. Goddamn. Could
have been about some women that do it, some women don't. Like restraining order, gag order.
I got it back. I used to be that girl, like, no lie, like the first time I ever tried to give head, I threw up on him, and my face wasn't even nowhere near it. It was just the fact. No, for real, because I was that girl, like, oh, that's disgusting, you know, how can you do that? You know, I was that person.
I was that girl too, Jazz. Don't sleep. I was her too. No, I was not no head honcho. Like, my mouth was sacred. Like,
not. I was like, hell no. Because, like, my mind used to play tricks on me. Like, I ain't going to say my mind was playing tricks on me, but, like, I used to, like, analyze everything to, like, the point where I make myself disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
let me tell y'all, Jazzy and E, I used to think it was going to mess up my smile. So I was like, my teeth, I was like, I don't want them to mess up my mouth and teeth. That's what people see. That's cute. Because I didn't know. Like, I didn't know. Like, I didn't have no sit down with my mom and my sister. And I'm like, bro, the sucking dick mess up your mouth? Like, I didn't have that conversation. So I didn't know. So I'm like, nah. It goes where? In my mouth. No. They pee with that. No. So literally,
yeah.
I was like, what pleasure do I get? Like, sucking a dick? What? How is that pleasure for me? So, like, literally, it took me a long time to mature in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I mean, and like you said, I mean, ladies out there, I mean, have you ladies out there that's listening, whether it's live or archive, I mean, have you talked to your daughter about that? Like, is that a conversation women have with their daughters?
No.
Nope.
I feel like it's something that wasn't included in the birds and bees, Monica.
Wait.
That
but
was
y'all want to know something?
You had to figure out on your own in your course of
exactly.
life. That is not
my cousin.
Yeah, no.
My cousin says she's going to teach her daughter that, though. She says she's going to tell her daughter how to do it. I was like, the fuck? She was like, yeah, that's just what I'm going to do that. I was like, huh? But I guess it's a different generation.
You got to make the same mistakes I did, dog. Fuck that. I'm not that bitch on the face. That's not the conversation I'm having. No, ma'am. She's never going to look at you the same again.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to keep it 100. I still be asking, like, what is the purpose of this shit? And I understand that it's the, you know, you're there to please the man. Okay, I get it. But I don't understand why every woman do it to everybody, if that's the thing. Like, you're not a special ticket. Like, y'all just just suck their dick and be gone. Now, they ain't got to be special to you. That's your mouth. Like, that's what you eat with. That's what I kiss with. It ain't special. Like, they don't got to be special to you. I guess that was my whole.
Yeah, they don't care nowadays. Back in the day.
It could be a control thing.
Standards, and there was just some shit that, you know, just wasn't. Not now.
Right. Well, I think, like, as time has went on more and more and more, it has progressed. But I think sex is more of a novelty type thing. It's a not novelty, but what do you call it? It's an activity, just something to do. Almost, it's not as sacred as it used to be. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. like y'all just said, like some people they just go around doing everybody. Like that's another thing what I was kind of talking about, like in the sexual maturity, because in sexual maturity, you know. Like, you just don't do that to everybody. Like, I met a lady before, like, younger in my years. And honestly, it made me respect her more because it was like, when it came to that part, she was like, no, I don't do that. Like, I do it, I'll do it, but I'm only doing that for my husband. And he's the only one that's going to have that. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and like, even in a relationship, I mean, I always thought, and I could be wrong, and I'm not trying to say don't do it. If you do it on the regular to your man, I'm pretty sure he loved the fuck out of you. You don't never doubt that. But I always thought it was supposed to be like something like, it was almost like a foreplay. Like, okay, say dude is mm-hmm. tired or some shit like that, and he's like, you know, oh, I'm tired. Dada, and you say, well, I do a little something strange, you dig? So I could take a little bit of pain. But you get what I'm saying, help him out a little bit, da-da-da-da-da, same with, like, the reverse. If a girl, you know, you're doing down there, you rubbing it, and she ain't wet, okay, I'll get your ass wet. And then you would go there, you know what I mean, where now today it's more of something else. I don't know. But that's what I always thought it was.
They have,
you know what I mean? It wasn't even supposed to be done all the time.
Now they have mm-hmm. a cucumber contest, goddamn. Mm-hmm.
I'm
about to be 46 and I still can count on one hand how many dicks I done sucked in his mouth. On one hand. That's new. I don't care. They were like, well, if you don't suck dick, you can roll. Peace out, my brother. Bye. I holla, and I stuck to it. No. And my girls got mad. They're like, how you not? Well, not my girls, but my cousins. Like, how you not going to do it? Nigga, how you going to, excuse me, I'll put my money in there. How you going to do it? And I was told because I had to do different things to keep that person's attention. Like, you can get by with not having sex with or not doing the extra stuff. And she's darker, mm-hmm. and she was like, because I was darker, I had to do the extra stuff, which was sucking dick or, you know, deep throat to make them want to stay with me from the next girl.
That's what
a lot of the chunky dark ones, you know, I'm going to keep it real, the chunky dark ones, said that's what they had to do. They had to do some extra stuff to keep the guy's attention. They just didn't think that they liked them because they learned the art of sucking dick. They took it from the white girls because that's what the white girls used to do. They had the art of sucking dick because black girls at the time was like, that's taboo. That's what the white girls did. That's how they got our black brothers. That's what, you know, was said to have done, you know. So now the black girls like, I'm about to master this. Not all. And they would spit, swallow, deep throat, whatever that fruit thing is, whatever that's called. So they came out with games and boards and different things. I'm like, well, shit.
Now, Ema, so I got a question for you. Since we are on the topic of sucking dick, right? Mm-hmm. I know niggas, because, you know, I hang with a gang of niggas. My brother's got a gang of niggas. And I'm the tomboy. I sit with the niggas and talk to the niggas like I'm a nigga. So, the deal when niggas want you to spit on their dick? What is that about? Can you explain this? I've asked several group of niggas and I've got different answers. Somebody tell me what's going on.
Okay. I'm gonna answer your question right after this right here. Wednesday. I think this fits for our topic right now. I'm gonna give y'all the real now. You want to join our conversation? 563-999-3411 or leave a comment on our social media and we're gonna go live with it. Real live.
Bubble, the beat, tongue, no tear. Catch it for it, get on the sheets. Hunts, bits, throw. Deep, she eat. Z, suck me to sleep. Thought she was a good girl, never knew she had it in her.
Thought she was a good girl, never knew she had it in her.
All I know that when I woke up, she wasn't there.
All I know is she was dancing too much.
Suck me to sleep, baby, suck me to sleep. Suck me to sleep. Ain't nobody ever sucked me to sleep. Ain't nobody never sucked me to sleep. And it was the slowest, sucked me to sleep. Lips was the coldest, sucked me to sleep. Had to make the song, how you sucked me to sleep. Yeah. Tell me why you got me thinking about you since the night you came over and fucked my head. Oh. Thought I was dreaming, and I never wanted to wake up. She was a good girl, never knew she had it in her.
She was a good girl, never knew she had it in her.
All I know that when I woke up, she wasn't there.
All I know is she was dancing too much.
Suck me to sleep, baby, suck me to sleep. Savage, suck me to sleep. Ain't nobody ever suck me to sleep. Ain't nobody never sucked me to sleep. And it was the slowest, sucked me to sleep. Lips was the coldest, sucked me to sleep. Had to make the song, how you sucked me to sleep. She's so fun with someone tell her she's so much mine.
Jeremiah, suck me to sleep. Suck me to sleep.
Let me stop.
So, we talking about spit or swallow, and Jazzy B just asked me the question. She asked the question again, there, Jazz. You got yourself on mute, Jazz. Problems with me.
Yes, I had myself on mute, but I had myself on mute because my son was here with his loud ass phone asking me a bunch of questions.
Okay.
He said, "Oh, is that E-Monster? Look at him." I said, "He knows. Leave me alone."
Right. So, so I think your question was, you wanted to know, because you said you asked the homeboys, you asked all the men, and you just can't get a straight answer out of them. So your question tonight, and then we're talking about techniques on Wet Wednesday. Why do men like it when women spit on the dick?
Yes. I can understand spitting on the coochie. I understand that, but I don't understand what I mean.
You understand spitting in the coochie?
I mean, you know, some niggas just, you know, use they spit to wet the coochie. You know, so I understand that, but spitting on the dick, I don't understand.
Right. Well, right. Well, we'll get to the part about the women part. Well, I can sum that up right now. The part where the dude spits on the pussy is because he ain't doing it right.
Boo boo.
Get on her real face. You know what I'm talking about, sweetie. Boo boosh.
Yes. Amen. Woke me up right there. Woke me up right there. Hold on.
Okay, lady lit. I think it may be. He watches too much Pornhub. That's what it's got to be. That's all it really can be. He just watches it. He's trying to see what he's seen. Yeah, he's on some freak shit. That's all. That's all. You know what I mean? It's almost like doggy style. When we all start out, we just want it the regular way. Then we watch a movie. Hey, I want to do it like a dog, too. Yeah, that's all it is. That's all it really comes down to. I had to say, does it make it feel better at times? Yes, it does. It can. Some men like that because it kind of stimulates, like he came in her mouth when she's still sucking it. Because that's a hell of a motherfucking feeling, ladies, if you don't know. After he busts, that's the best time to give him head. If you're going to do it, tip, secret, tonight, if he ain't listening, if he is, he's looking at you right now just going, yeah, shaking his head up and down, yeah, smiling, I'm telling you, if he not listening tonight, when y'all done, roll his ass over and clean up after yourself. Or better yet, you can even bring a rag if you're not into cleaning up after yourself. All the pros know what I'm talking about, cleaning up after yourself. Bring you a hot little warm towel, wipe it off right quick, and then suck that motherfucker. I guarantee you he'll be making your ass bacon and egg and ham in the morning with some butter toast on the side with an orange juice and a grape juice and some fruit.
Yay.
I'm telling you, you're going to learn tonight. So, Jazzy, that's what it be. It does kind of feel good because for the women out here that don't know what you're really supposed to be doing, you're supposed to be making it feel like some pussy. If you don't really know, that's what it is about. You're supposed to be making it feel like some pussy.
That's why you hold
keeping
it
tight.
You hold
keeping
it tight.
Keeping that friction in your mouth.
Hold on, y'all, one at a time.
Oh, she was just my amen. She was my amen.
I was her amen. Go ahead.
You grip it like a stress ball and you just hold it tight and you tighten your lips up like an old lady with no teeth. And you just go to work. But you got to move your tongue and stuff in the process of the sucking, and you got to turn your hand at the same time. It is a lot of work.
It is. It's got to be coordinated.
Yes.
You got to be coordinated, and you got to want to.
Amen. If you ain't coordinated, you're gonna fuck your shit up.
But y'all know, like, the spit is to help with that. You know when you set that sound, you know that sound. And so spit helps with the sound and the friction, like, so your mouth don't get dry. Because if your mouth gets dry, that's dry. So if there's a lot of saliva in spit, then the sucking motion, you know, when you're going down and up on the shaft or on the dick, it gives it more wetness, and it helps your mouth with the suction.
And your hand with the...
And your hand.
Yes.
With the stroking or the twisting.
It just glides.
Your spit is the lubricant.
Yes.
That you would use. Or lotion if you was using it with your hand.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Right. And now this is a perfect time to use a reference of, and I know some people are like, well, what's the noise supposed to do? Well, some of y'all may not know, but some of y'all do. You know what it is when your man is hitting that motherfucking thing right and that motherfucking pussy get the beatbox and going, that's what we call it, beatboxing. Like she said, when you be on that motherfucking, that's what that motherfucking sound represents. Some of y'all don't know. A lot of y'all do. Making that pussy beatbox, that's what that, and ladies, another tip tonight, an extra one after you clean up after yourself or you bring that warm towel. I'm a motherfucking song. I don't give a fucking Marilyn Monroe. I only want to be loved by you. Something. Whitney Houston. Shit, it could be Tupac. He ain't going to get no fucking tongue. You hum when you do it. hum. It ain't like the words, the bass line, all that shit. Do the percussion if you're that bad. If Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, do the percussion. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a whole new quarantine. It's going to be a whole new quarantine. I ain't playing with you. I'm busting it wide open.
You can mumble words. Yeah. You can mumble words while it's in there. You know, it's getting his head real good. I promise.
Mm-hmm. Or you just be humming. Just just make something. Yes. Yeah. Like, do that look up and, you know, appreciate the
right,
mix.
But you got it. And you got to, we get to that part too, but you got to do variations though, ladies. You got to do, you can't just go, no, you got, I'm talking about like that. You dig the different vibrations. Work that motherfucker. I bet you, it'll be grabbing you by your ears. I'm just saying.
But the hum, like if you hum on it, it's like a vibrator, like, you know, the vibrator for the pussy. Like, but you gotta know how to vibrate it. Like, that's when you. It's a technique. Like, sucking dick is a tech. It requires technique, and if you don't know what you're doing, you just got to practice on the cucumber and you just got to practice on the banana, you know, until you get your gag reflexes right.
Go get some lollipops.
Or you can
have crunching those.
Your little thot chicken head girlfriend come over and show you how to do it. That worked. No, not that. Okay,
no,
my bad.
It don't.
Cancel that.
It don't. That don't work.
My bad, fellas. I tried.
If you got a big sister, ass hurts.
That don't work either. You got to actually do the act to get your mouth ready. Because if you're used to biting or if you're used to, because, I'm used to biting. Like, I never was a suck. Like, I didn't suck on suckers when I was little. Like, to me, it was a waste of time. So I would already go biting on the sucker. My mom would be like, girl, suck the sucker. I'd be like, nah, that take too long. So
if it had bubble gum in there, I would bite it. But if it was just a hard candy, I can't bite that. It fucked up my teeth.
And I'd be like, sucking is so long, like my jaws get tired, and it was just a whole situation. I guess, you know, because I got control issues. It was a whole situation, and so like sucking dick, you can't have control issues. You got to just let go. You got to just, you know, release it. Like, this is what I'm gonna do.
Look, I don't put it like this.
Do not overthink it.
You can't. It's got to come natural. And I know a lot of y'all not trying to hear this, but if you suck dick really good, your mama probably suck dick, your granny probably suck. It is what it is. It's a DNA thing. I'm just saying, because everybody can't do it. Some women go into it. They go heads over heels. Like Miss Unbelievable said, you got to like it. Like, believe me, we can tell. We could tell.
I don't know if my mama tunes into our station or not, but my mom has never sucked dick. I asked her.
Because my mama has never did it either.
She be asking me off the wall questions, so I feel like I should ask her questions too.
Right.
So, and then I asked my daddy because I thought she was lying. Asked my daddy because I thought she was lying, thought she didn't want to tell me the truth. So I was like, "Dad, let me know." So, I was like his girly son.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
So I was like, "Dad, let me know." He was like, "What, girl?" I was like, "Man, don't want to be." He was like, "Girl, no."
No, I hear it runs in my family, though. I hear it runs in my family. Yeah. I hear it runs in the family. And I heard, I'll be hearing that they be good with it. I'll be like, what? Nigga, you did? Shit. Why didn't you tell me? Like, it's like real funny to hear folks that you get to ask them, like, nigga, you did that? Shit.
It is, but you find out people in your family doing shit like,
why you didn't tell me?
Like, wait, what is this? An ancient Chinese secret up in this bitch? You couldn't tell me?
Yeah,
but
oh, shit.
For me, I really gotta like you. I mean, I really, if I don't like you, oh shit, no, I really gotta like you, like fuck with
yeah,
you, like you, because if not, yeah, nigga, you gonna know. Yeah. You done? Yeah, I ain't even gonna start, bro.
I have left scenes before. Like, no, this shit ain't gonna work. Let me just, I'll holler at
you. Let me go ahead and try to give you a hand job right quick.
Yeah,
I ain't even doing that. I'm walking. This ain't gonna work. I'ma see myself out.
Right.
But now if I'm at you and I'm touching you all the time, you gonna know. You gonna get it.
Oh yeah. And if you don't give it to me, I'ma take it.
What I am?
Ask one of my exes.
She's an air one. Oh shit! I can just imagine they was just like, "Wait, what?" So you heard me. You finna give me some, or I'm finna take it. They probably like, "What's wrong with you?" Wait, hold on.
Facts. I'm gonna take facts. I don't know if that's everything. A girl's everything.
My ex used to go to sleep on me all the time. But you can go to sleep. Just stay asleep. Yep, I don't even need you awake. Just go ahead. Go to sleep. Then they can wake up like, what the fuck is my toilet? Like,
yeah, got
your ass.
What's my room at?
Is there everything that we just take it like? You can't say no. No, no is not a word. When it comes to me one mind, no. You better get your ass upstairs. Let's go. No.
You even got to be upstairs. If I put my hand in your shirt, you already know what time it is. And don't try to push my hand. Nigga, come on.
You're like, this belongs to me. It's calling my name. You see that? Has my name on there. Let's go.
I don't gotta wait for you.
It's already ready to go. You see what you want to fight for is ready to go. I put my hand on the right. Oh, we're at her house? Oh, okay, let's go.
Somebody
need
to get off the phone.
On the spot. So, all right, let's go ahead and take another little quick breather, and then we're going to come back. We're going to bust it wide open again. So, all right, Monster US Radio, the podcast. This is Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy, brought to you by Solomon Speaks, book author Miss Unbelievable, Monster US Apparel, Elite Suede Management, and Picasso Painting. So check this out. This is an independent artist. He goes by the name of Just Will. I really like this dude right here. He's an independent, but he going to be signed soon. I'm just saying. Check it out. It's called Can't Wait. Just Will. Wet, wet Wednesday music. I'm talking some wet music. Panty dropper. Myself in the mood. So, all right, we see you 612-250. If you want to join our conversation, just press 1 and we'll tap you in. So, all right, we're bringing it back. Wet Wednesday. Let's see. We was already talking about spit or swallow. We got to talking about techniques. We even went a little in depth there, ladies. Went in a little cup, giving out some special tips. I gave out a couple special ones. Y'all gave out a couple special ones to help people improve. Can you think of some more that can help people improve? I know I can think of one, you know what I mean? But, you know, before I run it down, because, you know, I'll take over the whole show and my old run the mouth ass. can y'all think of some more little tips, you know, when it comes to giving head, you know, to help somebody out?
Oh, yes. I have a couple of, if you don't like the taste, ladies, if you don't like the taste, you can use things like cough drops, peppermint, fruit roll-ups, pop rocks, and things of this nature if you don't like the taste. No.
Right, right. Here's you know what? Here's one too. Oh. Right. Here's one. Or matter of fact, hold on, Miss Umberly, did you want to add to that? Right. Any?
I mean, there's always syrup, cake, you know,
honey.
Stuff you put on cake, honey. It whatever you need, whipped cream, whatever you do, you know, caramel, sauce, whatever you need to, you know, make it pleasurable for you. Like,
yes.
And that you can, whatever you like to suck off, like, whatever you like to suck, like your favorite, put that on it. And but do it in a way where it's sexy. You just don't like slap it on there. Okay. You got a sexy put it on there. You know, take it and, you know, use your tongue to put on it. You just, yeah, just be creative and sexy and intimate with it. No, don't just be all rough and hard and maybe just slap this on there. Make it feel good. Make him want you to suck that off. Like, oh shit, she's putting this on. Yeah, it's about to get licked off. Make him just the anticipation of what you about to do is about to be awesome.
Yes.
Right. Like you said, hey, you got to want to do it. Especially you got to like what you're putting on there, you did, because you can't put no whipped cream and be halfway doing it. Now the whipped cream's all on the outside of your mouth. Now you look like a rabbit dog. It just don't work the same, mama. I'm just saying. I got a tip. One that helps. Also, I want to tell one about that to help women that don't give head. Something that also still help them. But I think one is like a lot of women. Sometimes they think of only giving head as in like, you know, where say like she's on her knees, bent over him. No, a lot of times, ladies, we enjoy it when like you lay to the side, especially if you're like naked or you got half your clothes on or whatever, whatever. And you know how like y'all with Jesus with y'all body, y'all rub y'all body, wind it and shit and move. You know what I mean? Do all that. Well, try doing that, laying on your side while doing it. You don't have to always look back at them, but you look at it back at them too while doing that. It's some little extras because that's what it is. It's your little extra that outbeats the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said earlier, like that's a lot of times that used to be back in the day when I was younger. I lived in a predominant black neighborhood. White girls really didn't get no love. But as soon as they started doing that shit, they had got all the love they wanted. So, yes, it's about outdoing the next one. So, you know, you got to do a little something different. You know what I mean? Like I said earlier, like the humming, shit like that. Like, here's one. Some of y'all are going to be like, what? All right, here's one that will change the game. It's a game changer. It's a whole game changer when it comes to giving head. I know a lot of women love to go down and suck your balls and shit like that. Some of us don't like that. That shit hurts. Some of y'all be sucking too hard. This is balls, baby. Be a little more tender. But why are you doing it? Y'all know what taint is, right? I think I'm saying that right. The taint. It's the part between the anal and the bottom of his balls. Rub that. Massage that motherfucker. Real soft or the real, you know, press on it a little bit and rub it. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. Some of y'all are like, what? Yes, it's a game changer. Don't touch his asshole now. That's the whole, you're going to start a fight. I'm just saying, for the no voice, don't touch his asshole. You're going to start a fight. But, hey, rub that motherfucking taint. He's going to be like, oh, shit. It makes it feel deeper than the average. I'm telling you, ladies, try that shit. It's a game changer. He's going to be like, who the fuck you been fucking? Because you don't learn some new shit, and you got the latest archive for him available 24/7, 365, just in case you forget how to do it also. But you're about to run this archive back to show him you ain't been fucking with somebody, because that's the first thing he's going to be saying, is you doing something like, what the hell was that? Like, where'd that come from? What movie you been watching? I'm telling you, it's the same thing. So, hey,
ladies,
you get your tips here.
Just tell him, well, I ain't show you all my secrets.
That'll work.
True.
That'll work.
We can let you see everything. All right.
but you know, one thing about it is, ladies, you have to listen to. Like, if he's telling you what he likes, you got to hear it. Like, if he don't like that, listen. Adjust to what he wants you to do. And then you know, watch and learn some different techniques. Me personally, I like when, I'm laying back on the bed and the man just puts it in my mouth. You're like, oh, okay. That, to me, is sexy. Some people may not like that.
You just gonna slap it on my lips like that?
Yeah, just go ahead, put it down the throat.
See?
You know what I'm saying? I'm cool like that.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
See, that's
But that's just, you know, some people like. So you gotta know, you gotta know how far you'll go. Like, what you'll know when you know, no, I don't do that, or yes, I do that, or you know, no, I don't spit. I'm a, you know, or yes, I do swallow. You know. But, oh, yes, I'll get a facial, you know, where he goes all up in your face, you know, he sprays it all up in your face, and you got to wipe it off. I mean, whatever freakiness you into, that person know, because if you don't let them know your level of freakiness, you're going to be mad. You're going to be ready to fight. You didn't get that in the hair? Yeah, baby.
And also,
Just
act like you're choking a little bit. Like, you can make the choking noise. You don't actually have to choke yourself. Just act, just make that noise effect. It boosts their head up so much. It really do. It do. A little bit.
Right. Because actually, Ms. Umbley touched on two things right there. Like, one, you said about make sure they're on the same level. Cause cause you'd be like, did you just go fuck me? Talking about putting it in your mouth. That's a whole nother. That's like some advanced shit. Like skull fucking. Some of y'all like, what is skull fucking? Like, that's some old advanced shit. That's talking about where like the motherfucker, you either lay back and he fucks your goddamn head. I'm just saying, you talking about getting sucking dick. This skull fucking, I'm telling you, it's some crazy shit. It's very enjoyable, too. I'm just saying, so. So that's a whole nother. When you said that, I was like, whoa. All right. Sorry, go ahead. I think you was about to say something else.
Wow. Oh, and ladies, you know, they do like pulling your hair, or, you know, they like, you know, putting your head down there more, or, you know, they like you looking up at them, you know. I mean, like I said, it has to make it be an enjoyable moment, a lasting moment, where you be like, shit, I ain't going nowhere else. You remember what you did? Remember, don't come with the same thing next time, come with something different.
Right. Yeah. So, all right, just so I don't forget, here's something, you know, seeing that we talked about from beginning to some motherfucking pro advanced type shit. You can fuck around and choke out if you don't do it right. So here's something for the ladies that could still help you if you don't give head. That don't give up yet. You dig? We understand. Here's something that can help you. What I call shadow head. That's right. I call it shadow head. Basically, what you do is you just got to have on the draws still. If you don't got on draws, you just go really, really close, go around, and just act like you about to kiss. But you're going over his underwear. You're going, you know what I mean? So you're not actually putting it in your mouth. You're just going over it real lightly. And it'll have the same type of effect. You know what I mean? Well, so you don't actually have to do it. Yeah. You can still grab it with your hands and, you know, grip it. You can do it tender. You dig? Because there's a pair of balls down there. You tender. You still rub that tank, but you just go around it real lightly and make it seem like you're about to. And if you got some courage, nibble it. Hey, you're just nibbling underwear. You dig? Nibble it a little bit. Boom, 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 boom. Real soft now. Real soft. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And it'll have the same type of effect. And then, you know, you just got to, as soon as that motherfucker get rocked, you just better climb up on top of that bitch. And get it going while the getting is good. So, but yeah, that's just another little tip. Man, I'm giving away too many secrets, man. I'm giving too many secrets.
Yeah.
But $9.99 a minute.
Then it comes back, mm-hmm. though, for the maturity. Remember we were talking about the maturity level?
Yeah.
It comes back to the maturity level and if you sexually mature.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
I think it goes back to when you find out where your level of maturity is and your comfortability. A lot of people don't suck dick because they're not comfortable with it, or they don't know how, or that wasn't something that they, you know, was taught to do, or was, you know,
right.
seen that
ain't
it's okay
no wrong
to
with
do.
That.
Right. Some may still
right.
be wanting to hold off, you know, until they get married. Some may not. You know, I think it's just the level of comfortability.
Right. And again, I don't want people to think that, you know, like you have to. You know what I mean? There's people like, you know, like, don't get me wrong, I love it. I'm not gonna lie. It's like when people be like, oh, give me a back rub, oh, just give me some head. I'm just saying. But it's not mandatory. You know what I mean? I could still be into you without you doing that. You know what I mean? Just some extra freak shit. You know what I mean? To me, it's almost like, you know, like some extra shit, like anal or some shit. It's just some extra shit. It's not mandatory. You know what I mean? Ultimately, I'm going to be hitting that pussy anyway, so it doesn't really matter. And if I'm into you, I don't really need the hit. I'm going to be hard anyway. It don't matter. I'm going to be ready anyway. So...
You know, you're really, you know, different because there's a lot of people who said if you do not give head, don't get out my bed. Like, seriously.
Well,
a lot
bully.
Of that now is
a
requirement.
Yeah, they probably ain't really, really, really into you or something. But I mean, it's not. It doesn't mean it's real. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean it's real. But for somebody to say to somebody else, like, oh, you only give me some head. Or this ain't going to pop off.
Man.
Like, what kind of shit?
I've heard,
okay,
like,
obviously
I've had...
you weren't really trying to, Go ahead, sorry.
Like, there's been several conversations about that. Like, several. Like, if you don't do head, like, don't even come my way. If you don't do head, you know, we can't be in a relationship. I don't care if I like you that much. That's a requirement. Some guys and some females, that's a requirement.
That's just some
that's not,
freak bully shit, in my opinion. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion. Yeah. That means, to me, it don't mean it's real, but to me, that just means that it's just all sexual anyway, if you know what I mean. Like, this is just about
mm-hmm.
fucking. I just want to freak with you, and we just going to be freaks, and that's going to be the end of it. To be like, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't like your character. What does that mean? They don't like your character? Because how can you be like, I'm not going to fuck with you. It's mandatory that you got to do this in order for me to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
They probably don't like that person. That's what I would think. It would be logical. You probably really don't like that person. Because if I like you, you don't have to do no freaky shit to me. If I like you, you don't have to do no freaky shit to me. If I really, really like you, you don't even have to dress up and get pretty or like that. Like all the makeup and the eyelashes and the hair and all. No, if I like you, I like you. You know, fucking about all that extra shit. You turn me on, you turn me on. It's that booty and them boobies and them lips and your smile and how we play around and all that extra shit. To be like, oh, if you don't suck my dick, then I don't know. I see it something different. You know what I mean? Like you said, I'm a weirdo. I'm a weirdo. Some dudes be like, nah, fuck that. I just got it. But... Like, okay. My bad. One of y'all was.
No, I understand. I understand, but that's, I think, that's old school versus the new school way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? I'm that same way. If I like you, I like you. You don't, hey, you know, hey, we still gonna rock. But other people, like nowadays, that is a requirement. If you do not do that, they consider you, you know, not sexually connected, or you don't know how to please me in all the ways that I want to be pleased. They don't even go to I like you or I'm into you. They are like have a requirement of what you should look like. You know, being with me. If you don't keep your appearance up, I can't rock with you. So a lot of it is superficial.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. And I think the only way that even if you don't, I think the only way it will hurt you. By then you don't get no fuck anyway. But the only time it will hurt you is if you don't, and then the person you was with, they end up with somebody who do, and they a motherfucking head doctor just suck your dick going down the freeway during rush hour traffic. That's the only time it's bad. Anything outside of that, it don't matter. It really don't matter. Because if they into you, like I said, I mean, fuck. What if you go and get a wisdom tooth pulled out? Now, we're speaking hypothetically, so what does that mean? I can't suck your dick for a couple of weeks. I mean, we're not going to fuck. That means what? You don't like me? You're going to go down the street somewhere? What does that mean? So if that's one of the requirements, I don't know. Right. Like I said, I'm a weirdo. So. But all right, let's see. We went over into some archive time. We don't made it live still. So all right, let's see. Was there anything else we was going to tap on?
What age? You was talking about sex maturity and what age? Or when did you arrive at your sexual maturity, and how did you know?
Oh, right. Talking about like, yeah. And I pretty much explained what I meant by that, like knowing what you want, knowing your desires, how to have an orgasm. Some people don't know how to have an orgasm. Some women, like I said, I met later on in life that had never had one. And I was surprised, like, a motherfucker, how could you, if this is your first one? And I'm starting to think, oh, shit, your ass going to be a stalker. But,
mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm talking about, like, you know, knowing what you like, whether you like giving head or don't give head. So on and so forth. So, you know, so, I mean, yeah, that's basically the question. I mean, do y'all understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we understand.
Okay. So when do you think you came into maturity there, Mr. Unbelievable?
When I turned 40.
You turned 40. Okay.
When I turned 40. Yeah, around 40. After I divorced, after I went through my whole time, I figured it out. Like, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. Because I was married for so long. So, like, when you're married for a long time and you come out and y'all used to doing the same bullshit, and you was like, okay, you know, there's no more. Woo, especially if it's on the rocks. And then I went through a whole time where, you know, shit, I was fucking you. Yeah, let me figure it out if I like that way. So to me, it happened when I was 40. And then I stopped and learned the emotions. I stopped being a hoe because I didn't take me nowhere. And then I learned the emotions of, you know, giving myself away and how to please myself and how to please others. And I don't think that I've arrived completely because there's still some things that I'd be like, ooh, I never did that. Let me try that. So to me, I think my sexual maturity increases every year because I figure something else about myself every year. Oh, I don't like that? You really don't like that? Nope, I really don't like that. Oh, you really like that? Yep, you really like that. And because I was sexually assaulted, I had to get past the sexual assault and go back to enjoying having sex and making love and intimacy part of it. So I've been in, it's a growing situation. I don't think I'm going to ever arrive. I just know what I wanted at 40. But every year, with a different partner, it brings something different, something more fun, something more interesting, something more that I want to do to please and enjoy and have fun. So for me, I think it's with the partner more or less than reaching a, like, it's a emotional and intense. And I think I learned every time after I have, you know, a sexual encounter, I learn something more. So I think it's every time for me.
Okay, okay. What about you, Dad?
I'm with Miss Unbelievable for the most part, except for it was in my late 20s, early 30s. I was halfway through a marriage and on my way out the door. But like you said, like it changes, like it grows. It don't ever stop. Like I don't think you can ever reach a maturity point, like, because your body changes with every year that passes. So some stuff that you like when you were younger, you don't really like that much now. Like, so I'm with her on that. And then, you know, what? Like you said, getting past the emotional part, especially being molested or being raped, that is the hardest shit to get through ever. Because once your innocence is taken away from you, like, everything becomes emotionless. Like, everything is just nothing, like, until you get that back.
Mm-hmm. So. And whatever positions you may be in or that they put you in, you're not comfortable with until, you know, you get past it.
Right. Well, I just have to say, I don't know, maybe we should have got, like, some Leos or some Scorpios on here, because it must be an Aries thing, because I'm pretty much right there with y'all. I had to say, yeah, I thought I figured it out like in my 30s, but I ain't figured it out. I'm gonna be right now. I ain't got there yet. Yeah, you know what I mean, don't get me wrong. I know what I do and what I don't like. You know what I mean? But as far as like you said, like experiencing like everything and like saying, oh, da da da. But there's some things that like when I was younger that I would have been like, hell no. Like, what the fuck you need to bring a sex toy for? Like, what, I'm not good enough for you? Like, what the fuck? But now, try that shit now, fuck around, surprise your ass, and be like, oh, you know how to, yeah, motherfucker. you dig? So there's like, you know, there's like other things, like, you know, like you said, it could be like somebody new, and they'd be like, hey, let's try this. And you'd be like, wait, what? Okay, yeah, we could just, you know what I mean, just on some freakish type shit. So, yeah, I would have to say, yeah, I guess this question was really good at first. Like, I was going to be like, yeah, my 30s, I figured it out. Like, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, you know, and that's about it. But no, like, I ain't never been to no swinging party or not. Like, I'm not saying that I want to go. But I'm not saying I wouldn't if somebody asked me. You dig? Shit like that. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, still evolving as time goes.
I wouldn't participate, but I'd definitely go and watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody thinks that when about those type of parties. Like, they always think that, yeah, like, you got to jump in. No, you don't. Like, first of all, you got to be chosen. Unless you brought somebody and then you're guaranteed some. But you could go and not have none at all.
They gotta
ask you in. They gotta definitely ask you in. You gotta be chosen, like he said. And especially if you're, you know, going in with a couple, or you just go and just see what it's about. I know a few people who's, you know, been involved in the swinger nation, and it's not what we think it is. It's not just a sex organ time. It's, there's friendships and all that bonded together. So,
I just want to be a fly on the wall, so I can say I experienced it.
You know what? See, matter of fact, that's what we should do. We should have a swinger conversation. I knew some people who used to. Matter of fact, I knew somebody at one time who actually used to throw them, and they were like nationally known for throwing swinger parties. Like, yeah, like national, because like we all would hang out. Like, we went to casinos, we went to a couple. It was like a group of us. It was Monsters Radio, but it was the old school group. And yeah, they was like, yeah, I used to throw parties. I'm like, yeah, whatever, whatever. But we would go places. People would recognize her and be like, hey, what's up? When's the next party? But I don't do that no more. That is like, damn, like, you're for real, for real. It was like, yeah, like, I used to run this whole Midwest region. Like, what the fuck? So, yeah, that will be a great topic. Now, hold on a second. One of our callers, the 250, they don't went push one. Let's see what they want to join in on the conversation. 612-250, who we got on the line? Hello.
This is your anonymous caller calling in. Y'all done touched on the swinger subject, and yeah, that's kind of a fun thing too. So I just, you know, put on that one.
Okay, so you can kind of right.
It is an invite community, but it is really a community. It is not, like Miss Unbelievable said, just fucking. You get to know people
before that.
You talk to people, you hang out, you go have drinks, you meet up. It's not just, oh, I see you, let's fuck. That doesn't happen. There's a whole lot that goes along with that. So people think swinging is just fucking, and it's literally a community.
Right.
Keep speaking on
it. A whole ambiance, you know what I mean? Like you said, like a lot of people think of, when you think of swinging parties, you think of everybody's laying butt naked on the bed, or laying butt naked in the front room, pool party, you know what I mean? Just slonging everywhere. But I hear it's more like an ambiance. It's almost like, you know, like a club mingling type, you know what I mean? Is it kind of like that, or what's it like to be at one?
Well, the parties I would go to, we'd have weekend parties. We rented a hotel, had the whole place to ourselves, and each night was a theme night. So there was always a party at a big dance party for every night we were there, so Friday and Saturday night. But once you get there, like, check-in's at 3 o'clock. You check in at 3 o'clock, you get your room. Like, most of the time there was a group of us, we were like the invite group. You leave your doors open. Mm-hmm. Everybody brings food, drinks, everything. You go in and out of anybody's room, eat and drink whatever you want. It's like, hey, I don't know you. What's your name? Well, I'm in this room. If you want something to drink, you want something to eat, you know, come back and visit later. We played games. I mean, one year, we made a football field in the hallway. So if you fucked up, you had to drink whatever drink was at that time. So, you know, it was fun. It was more fun than it was a time where nothing mattered. You didn't have to be an adult. It was our kid time because we just got to have fun. We didn't have any responsibilities. Everybody that had children, their babysitters had them. They didn't have to have any phone calls for their kids. It was our time to just be adults with no baby. If you want to tell us how, if you want to
tell us how
you did, you just close the door. But for them, how would you go about it? It's pretty much an invite community. You pretty much need to know someone in the community to be invited in the community. There's different communities around. It's an invite situation, pretty much, is how it is, because they're looking for like-minded people. You can't walk in there and think, oh, she's fat, I don't want to see her. Or, oh, she's fat, I don't want to talk to her. That's not the ideal of this. Like, some of my best friends that I made were the heavier girls because they were just cool as hell. Not that I had to do anything with them, but those were the ones that I talked to. And if I asked, had questions, and I had questions, that's who I'd ask. We drank together the whole day and ate together. We brought food together and we made plans for, okay, well, what are we going to eat this day? And then who's going to bring what that day? So it was like an everybody likes anybody. You can have your preference. You just don't have to have it known. It's not something where you're going to say, well, this room is only for black men. It didn't go like that. You know, it wasn't like that. So it wasn't.
Right.
It was you had your preference in there. And you didn't have to tell anybody your preference. It wasn't like, oh, well, she only likes those guys, and he only likes those girls. Everybody talks to everybody. It's a really open community once you're in.
Mm.
So it's
right,
just the
right.
fact of you have to know where to go, who to talk to, things of that nature. You know, it's just, like I said, it's not just a question. It can be at the
all
end
right.
of the night when somebody's done had like
talk
35
to us about
drinks.
That. Talk to us about the, you know, anonymous, how the sex goes, because this is Wet Wet Wednesday. You know what we're talking about. We want to hear how the, what, you know, how
well,
it goes.
The main thing you need to remember when you're in the swinging community is it's women's choice. The women decide yes or no. A man can walk up to a woman and ask, but if she has a husband, the man needs to ask the husband also. You can't just approach one person of the couple. You need to approach both of them in the spectrum. It has to be an agreement between the three of you. If the three of you are going to play together, that has to be an agreement. If there's a man that wants to play with someone's wife, he needs to discuss that with the husband first. Is it okay if just us two play? So it's all
right,
about
right.
mutual respect. That's the big thing you have to remember, and it's always women's choice. Just because a man wants you doesn't mean he gets you. The woman makes the choice and says, yes, we will or we won't. Even when it comes to couples, it's still the woman that is the main one to make that choice to say yes or no.
Right, so right, right. Yeah, I always wonder that. Yeah, I always wonder
that's
that, like how that set
up. Women are more of the hunter,
okay.
I would say. Women are more of the hunters. Because a lot of women, men don't believe it, but women have a bigger gun. I've seen so many women that have a way bigger sex drive than men. Way
right,
bigger sex drive.
Right.
So where men say, oh, I can fuck all night, the women will fuck three men in one night. So you're one woman, and you come once and you done. We can come 10, 12 times. And if you can't have that make that happen, we'll find the next one who will. Give us the other 5
minutes. Right, right.
So the biggest thing about that is it's women's choice in the swinger community, and you have to be respectful. The key is respect. The moment you are disrespectful, you are disavowed. And
right,
everything
right, right.
you knew about you. So just keep your wits about yourself. Be cool, be nice.
Right, right, right. Now I do know like you know, I'm not gonna act like I ain't never been asked or nothing like that, you know what I mean? But I know like I'd say like the first time like somebody had asked me, it was actually somebody at my job. Because at first I was kinda like, what the fuck's up with dudes? Like, you know, dudes was asking me questions and shit like, you know, you work out. Okay, bro. Okay, I know we're the only two black dudes at this plant, but okay, yeah, I work out a little bit. You know, he just asked me questions, and then he was like, hey, you think my wife is cute? And then I was like, come on, bro, like, really? And then he broke it down. He was like, no, we're swingers. My wife likes you. I usually get what I want. So for once, she could get something that she wants, and she liked how I looked. Right? He said, so he was like, introduce me to your girlfriend. Maybe we can do whatever, whatever. Now, I'll be honest, I wasn't into that shit. I'm like, nah, I'm not. But, you know, but I guess, is it usually like they just ask couples? You know what I mean? They just ask for couples? Like, or do people usually say, like, pick like one person?
He
and
he peeped you out quite a while before he asked. He looked at your mannerisms, he looked at your attitude. He looked at your swag, as he said his wife liked you. So he looked at a lot of that stuff before he felt comfortable enough to ask you to join. So it's not just, I see you, let's do it. They're going to watch you for a while.
Right,
just
right.
Like you,
yeah, this
I was
like
a woman in
3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like with, I was always single when I was doing this. If there was someone I knew I wanted to meet, I either talk to a friend first and ask, you know, has this person been with so many people? You know, what is their rating, and are they free for open for more partners or things of that nature? That's if I wanted to be with
right.
somebody. Most of the time, because mm-hmm. I was single, it was easier for me to just meet people. And then at that mm-hmm. point, I could make my decision. Not that I ever really did. And, you know, usually when I went to a party, I called
right.
my own to come in with me, you know, just for that time being so I could have my fun. And then went back and did the play games and everything else with everybody else. But, you know, there are some
right,
times
right, right,
where
right.
it's not, mm-hmm. like I said, it's a mix and mingle thing. Even to this day, if you want, I mean, there are people I can still call. I haven't done it in over 8 years or so, but I could still call one of them mm-hmm. if I wanted to. Even if I just wanted to go have, hey, I haven't seen you guys in a while, let's go have a drink. We'd have a drink and that would be it. Or I could call somebody now and say, you know, we never did this before, let's try it now. They'd be like, all right, let's do it. Because that's
right,
what before
right,
we
right.
built with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people that are right. slingers are typically friends because they have an understanding with each other.
Right, 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 right. See, now,
so
you're
for
right.
your
see, this is why I was talking. Right, yeah, because like I said, it took a couple weeks. Like, he would ask me a question this week, it might be not next week, just talk to me throughout the hallways, whatever, whatever, and then another week, he'd surprise me with another question. I'm like, where the hell is this going? And then, yeah, then it finally went there. But, see, this is what I was talking about. Like, we should have, like, a whole just swinger conversation. Have a couple swingers on here and just, you know, just talk about the last time. I think you pretty much broke it down, like, excellent right now. But I think you brought up a great part about it, like, some people don't think about. Like, just, like, two people as a couple, like, y'all could go, like, say, like, if y'all watch porno movies. You dig? I know a lot of couples that watch porno movies, they watch them together. They say they get techniques from them, the skills, da-da-da-da. But they could go to a swinger party. They don't have to mingle with somebody else. They could just watch other people and just have sex themselves. It's something erotic to be out and about doing something different. You're out of the bedroom. You dig? You're not out in the woods nowhere. You could get caught or something like that. But, you know, it's a whole nother experience. I never really thought about it that way. Like, a couple could go and they don't have to mingle with everybody else. You know what I mean? Or only partially mingle, only do certain things.
Correct.
You get what I'm saying? But, damn, I never looked at it that way. Like I said before, like, you just open up a whole new light because I always thought it was just like I said, just a bunch of motherfuckers on the bed or, you know what I mean, laying around, but everybody just walking around butt naked, just slonging everybody. That's what I thought it was. But it seems a little more erotic, intimate, erotic, whatever, whatever, than I ever thought it was. Because, you know, hey, when you watch Pornhub, the orgies or, you know, swinger sets is totally different. but yeah. But, okay. All right. See, now I don't learn something. Okay. So all right. Shit, we don't went into the archive. All right, so I guess that's going to be our show for tonight, y'all. So if you're listening to our archive now, just tune in next week. We're going to try to pick it up right about here where we left off. So, all right, thank you, Anonymous, for calling in and, you know what I mean, sending some wet, wet light, some hump day light on the topic, swinger topic.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay. I really want to go to the party.
All right. So.
That's got me over there.
All right. So, all right. We got any last words? Carla, you got any last words before we end our show for the night?
No, I'm good for now. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. What about you, Jazzy? Any last words?
Somebody invite us to a damn party. Invite the Mind Stars. God damn.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jazzy, I've already been invited. And I said no. I've already been invited.
And I said, no, I have some swinger friends as well. And it's just a community, but no, I'll pass. Love them.
Notice I said invite the Monstars. That means we got to go as a team.
Woo, ooh, 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 see, see. There you go, Jazz. Well, yeah. Y'all going to have to drug me, drink me. Somebody going to have to fuck me beforehand. I don't know what we're going to do. So if those things can be done, that answers a no.
I'm just saying, if it's theme night, we could show up as the Three Amigos. My bag. Hey,
and
I'm
going to say this again. If I don't get all three, the answer is no. Okay.
Hey, you heard that, Jazzy. She said there's stipulations, but she's going. She said there's stipulations, but she's going. So, all right. You got a big party. Hook it up. Let me stop. Wednesday, not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Let's see. Do I got some new sexy music to get up out of here? I'm not for sure.
Yeah, Soul of a Woman. Soul of a Woman.
Soul of a Woman.
Johnny Gill.
Soul. Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me find that then. Let me go find this. JG.
JG.
Johnny Gill. Johnny. So, all right. We don't got that one in here.
No?
This one's for me and you. No. Oh, there it is. Sorry. My bad. All right. Here it is on the way out of here. Johnny Gill, Soul of a Woman on a Wet, Wet Wednesday. Now, if, yeah. Shit, all swinger invite you.
The soul of a woman. The soul of a woman. Nothing like the soul of a woman.
Oh, no. It's such a strong connection, unlike anything I ever seen. Feels like the right direction.
Cause you're next to me, love you next to me.
Yeah. The warmth of your affection, I feel it washing over me. You got all my attention.
Cause you're next to me.
Oh. Man on a mission.